yet. So I was driven to Akron the very next day by these Good Samaritans and turned over to Dr. Bob and the then tiny Akron group. Here, while I was in a hospital bed, men with clear eyes, happy faces, and a look of assurance and purposefulness about them came to see me and told me their stories. Some of these were hard to believe, but it did not require a giant brain to perceive that they had something I could use. How could I get it? It was simple, they said, and went on to explain to me in their own language the program of recovery and daily living that we know today as the 12 steps of AA. Dr. Bob dwelt at length on how prayer had given him release time and time again from the nearly overpowering compulsion to take a drink. It was he who convinced me, because his own conviction was so real, that a power greater than myself could help me in the crises of life, and that the means of communicating with this power was simple prayer. Here was a tall, rugged, highly educated Yankee talking in a matter-of-course way about God and prayer. If he and these other fellows could do it, so could I. When I got out of the hospital, I was invited to stay with Dr. Bob and his dear wife, Anne. I was suddenly and uncontrollably seized with the old paralyzing panic. The hospital had seemed so safe. Now I was in a strange house, in a strange city, and fear gripped me. I shut myself in my room, which began to go around in circles. Panic, confusion, and chaos were supreme. Out of this maelstrom, just two coherent thoughts came to the surface. One, a drink would mean homelessness and death. Two, I could no longer relieve the pressure of fear by starting home, as was once my